What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not gonna be a podcast. It's gonna be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Hey, we're on. I think.
We hope.
This computer is on its last fucking legs.
Who knows, really, these days?
It might go on living like the Queen.
Maybe.
You know. Fucking, what's his face, sir? Her husband, Prince Andrew.
I don't fucking know.
Isn't that the pedophile? Is Prince Andrew the pedophile?
Ask Adam. He does a joke about it. What's he say when they're 18? They get a letter from the prince going, congratulations, you're now safe.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a piece of shit. Pretty good joke. I'll introduce our guest before we get too far.
Yep.
See, look at me. I'm fucking.
You got notes?
I'm in the zone because we're doing the fucking eating contest this weekend, the competitive eating. But we got Alex Johnson on the podcast today. Welcome to the podcast, mate.
Thanks for having me.
No worries, man. So run us through. What's going on tomorrow? Are we fucked? We got to MC like half an hour.
Well, you've just got to comedy.
Yeah.
For it, you know, there's no not comedy about it. You know, you gotta make sure you don't bomb with this one.
Yeah, I don't know how that's gonna go.
We'll see.
But so basically what this whole thing is, it's just a chance for Newcastle to come together and watch some people stuff their faces, and have a good time. Because it is quite a spectacle, watching people shovel in heaps of food.
I imagine it's gonna be.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, it's
every time I go to KFC with Mitch, it's just
I was waiting for it. I was like, how long is he going to get in before he makes a fat joke?
20 seconds.
We're going to get those little yeah. KFC wet wipes.
Yeah, we want to be sponsored by KFC.
Dude, that's I'm actually bringing my own prize for the chili winner, and it's going to be a packet of wet wipes for the day after.
Just with a little label on it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, first place gets a packet of wet wipes. The rest can just suffer.
Oh, yeah.
How do you win the chili competition? Is it how much you eat?
Whoever taps out first, I'm guessing.
I'm pretty sure that's it. Because, okay. I mean, last year we had some freaks where they just pulled out of the audience and they were just like all the way through. We had just a jalapeno and then working our way up to the Carolina Reaper.
I think it's pronounced jalapeno.
Shut the fuck up. What's wrong with you? This was going well.
Jalapeno. It was going well. That's why I fucking had to interrupt.
And then by the end of it, it was just the Carolina Reaper, and nobody got to that except for one guy, and he just threw it away like nobody's business.
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Just not even smashed
fazed.
It.
Not yep. even fazed.
God damn. Well, he might be there to win the wet wipes.
Is he a bird? I heard birds don't suffer from chili burn like mammals do.
Was this part of your research the other night?
Today. I was at lunch actually researching chili.
Birds don't suffer from chili.
Yeah.
You're a fuckwit. I don't know how you thought. Oh, well, these are the lines that will be coming from the MCs at the event. That'll be great.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Here's a bit of trivia about birds. Speaking of birds, that bird outside is fucking noisy. And it's probably going to be picking up on the recording. Anyway, who gives a shit? Little something extra for the listener, you know? Feel like you're here.
So we got the chili eating contest. Mm-hmm. We've got the donut eating contest.
Correct.
What's to go with the donut eating contest? It's whoever can eat the most, or whoever can eat the most in the fastest amount of time.
Well, this year there's a set challenge. It's, I think, 420 something grams, 420.
Nice.
I like it.
Hell yeah. Nice.
There's definitely no planning behind that at all.
Yeah.
Somebody had the munchies.
Yeah.
I'll have the munchies.
Hey. You gonna enter?
Fuck. I might get high and enter.
Hey, I'm not going
to
stop.
I won't be able to MC for the rest of the night because I'll be in the corner. Yeah,
wouldn't be the first time I've had to carry a show for you. Last week, fuck you.
Yeah.
And so basically, it's whoever can eat it the quickest because it's not a big amount.
Yep.
Yeah. Just
whoever can eat it the quickest. The current record at the moment is a minute and a half.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, so, fuck.
So it's pretty.
But doesn't that section of the show go for half an hour?
Yes.
What the fuck are we going to do after that Okay.
That's the hitting.
Cool. We'll just start riffing.
Yeah.
That could end very bad.
You know what? I'm just going to do 30 minutes.
Just do it. Yeah. You don't have 30 minutes. You don't have 5 minutes.
Just treat it like a special, you know?
Yeah.
We'll set up some cameras and you can record a special.
Can you imagine that? We just completely railroad the show and just start doing comedy.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have some comedians there, hopefully. Yeah. How many tickets are we allowed, by the way?
15.
15, we said. Okay.
Yeah.
We can fill that.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. We had Loz there last year.
Yeah.
That was good fun.
She's awesome. Great,
yeah.
Loz is in my good books now because she got me a gig out at Singer.
Fucking...
She vouched for me. And I'm like, fuck yeah.
Ah, Loz.
I owe her a favor.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show. Fucking oath.
She's, I actually sent her a message last night, like, thanking her for it. I was like, hey, Loz, thanks again for... I actually didn't thank her the first time, but I was like, thanks again. Just trying to make myself feel like less of a piece of shit.
Nice.
I was like, thanks again for the gig.
Yeah.
Awesome opportunity. Like, you know, do something in front of a couple of hundred people. Hopefully not railroad the show into the ground.
Well, don't worry, because all the focus is going to be on the people eating, really. You're just going to be there in the background. So.
I'm just concerned about that donut competition now. Like, after that.
Yeah.
How are we going to fill half an hour?
Well, I mean, you'll have Random the same problem. Facts. You'll have the same problem with the Rascal Burgers as well.
Right. Oh. Just a quick one.
Probably not, actually.
But it depends on who else is there. Like, if there's just some novice there that can't eat heaps fast, they might take like 15 minutes to eat the donut or whatever.
Yeah.
If it's fucking hardcore. Obviously not going to be an issue for you, but yeah.
Couldn't we do it one person at a time? So we could literally like do it one person at a time. If you're interested, come sign up, obviously.
Yeah. Depends on how many people there are.
Yeah. How many donuts we got?
With the donuts, I haven't seen the show challenge yet. It'll be pretty similar to the one that they had in the preliminary rounds, but that was 4 donuts. So
how many contestants can we have though?
I think they've got either 3 or 4 coming for that one. But with the majority of the challenges, they've had to qualify beforehand.
Okay.
There's only a few that you just come up on the day. So it's the chili eating.
Oh, right.
The vanilla slice eating, vanilla's pies. And then the other one is the Crinides 1 meter pizza.
All right.
Yeah.
Sweet.
That one's a mouthful.
Yeah. I got my old man plays cards a lot around town and he knows a lot of big boys that are keen for a free feed. So
a
meter of pizza, they'll be down for that. They'll
Absolutely.
Be there. Yeah. I reckon.
Yeah.
Because they'll sit down and eat 5 pizzas, but they can't do it quick. They just keep powering on. But yeah, they don't have the speed aspect.
Well, let's hope for that so you don't have to feel too much.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be good. Are you how does this work? Because there's like a few sections on each night. Are you going in everything?
Or? I'm not competing.
Oh, you're not competing?
No.
All right, you're just on the desk with us.
I think it wouldn't be fair because I'm on all the marketing material.
Yeah.
I think that would be a little bit like insider trading.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
As much as I might like to, I have tried, and some venues have been like, no.
No.
Okay.
Fair enough.
I would have liked to, just get you in there and be like, all right, because you obviously know a fair bit about competitive eating.
Mm.
So you could at least give us some insight into the more technical aspects of the technique. Like, because obviously Ethan and I are trying to be professionals about this. And have actually been researching competitive eating, and
we watched
learning.
A few videos.
Oh, yeah.
Well, learning,
well, yeah, we learn about a few guys. What Furious fucking what's his name?
Furious Pete.
Yeah,
he's
man.
A fucking he is a hectic dude.
Absolutely,
we can talk about him a fair bit on the day.
Yeah,
fuck, that dude is insane. And he like didn't he lose a testicle or something? I'm pretty
that's,
sure
that's why he's furious.
Yeah, I know.
I hope he didn't eat it.
He's on like full-time testosterone replacement therapy.
Yeah.
He had ball cancer or some shit.
Well, he was probably on testosterone replacement therapy before that because he's a fucking unit.
Yeah.
As well. And
he's a bodybuilder.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you'll find. A lot of professional eaters are bodybuilders.
Yeah.
There's a few in Australia, some of the best, that have insane times or insane quantities.
Yeah.
They're just massive as well. So, although there is a few exceptions that they're just little pocket rockets and
Mimi the mini monster.
She's crazy. You watch her eat, man. Stuff goes everywhere.
She's crazy. Actually cheating. She's throwing more food than she's actually swallowing.
Doesn't have the mouth size.
But we
not a problem for you, Mitch.
No. Oh man.
Oh shit. Got him.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. Yeah, I posted a photo yesterday when we were doing the research and stuff, and they had a pancake eating contest.
Mm,
yeah.
And the dudes who came like second and third had like four plates piled up and she had just eight.
Like,
Jesus Christ. Her shits must be enormous.
Is that what happens? I'm pretty sure you just like blocked up for a few days, aren't you?
I feel like...
Like after you eat a huge meal, are you just like done for like a day or two?
Mm.
After you've just...
Yeah, probably for a good day. Yeah. It depends. Sometimes people keep it in. Other times, you know, they can't hold it in. So they have to... It just comes out. So, you know, it really depends on how big the load is. Like sometimes some people put away like 6 or 7, 8 kilos of food.
Fuck, in one sitting.
In one sitting.
Jesus.
There was this one guy, I think he's in Victoria. He's a bodybuilder, but he did this burger and it was like 25 patties, 50 cheese, 50 bacon. It was like this tall.
Fucking hell.
It was. And I think it was the burger itself was 6 kilos, but in order to help him get stuff down, there was another like 4 liters of water.
Oh yeah. On top of that. Yeah.
So 10 kilos, that's crazy. So it's a big feat of the human body to be able to stomach.
That's
that
a
stuff.
Sixth of me. That's chop this off and just eat it. That's fucked up.
It's such a tiny fraction of me that I prefer not to mention it.
12?
Maybe.
I'm guessing 12.
No comment.
Yeah, and I mean, while we're on the subject of the toilet, you know, we might as well talk about the hot wings.
Oh, yeah.
I was just on NBN News the other day eating one.
Humble brag.
Fucking caught him out, didn't you? Let the man speak.
Well, you know, if people don't worry, we
used your NBN News story to advertise a show on our social media. So,
well, there you go. So,
anyway,
we're pieces of shit.
continue, please.
Well, you know, I thought you know people might see me, so they're like, oh yeah, okay. Put two and two together. But those wings—it's only 3 wings, so it doesn't seem like that much. Yeah, and it's easy to get down. Well, easy to get down because it's not that big, but it's 3 wings coated in...
This is like double wing? Like the flat and
like
the drumstick?
It's a proper full big wing. One, yeah.
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 Not just like fucking Sean Evans where he's like just the flats or whatever. That's half a fucking wing.
Yeah, this is like half the bird.
So 3 full wings.
That's right. Three full wings. And it's heavily dusted in Carolina Reaper... in Ghost Pepper, in Trinidad Scorpion, in Cayenne Pepper.
I know all of those names because I researched them today.
Oh, I know.
This is crazy hot stuff. Ones. And it's not the eating part that's the hard part. Like, I've done that challenge a few times just for fun.
Yeah.
Not for fun, but, you know.
Just, for a challenge.
Just for a bit of a weird flex, but...
Yeah.
You know. If you can
do it, fucking see if you can.
Yeah, because the eating part's the easy part because that burn goes away very quickly.
Yeah, but the aftermath.
As it's digesting, you feel it in your stomach and working its way down through your intestines, and then it's got some real good ring burn.
Yeah. Oh man.
Man,
I've done some damage there in that department myself. I ate like real spicy Thai food one time. It was like crispy pork belly. Probably not anything compared to like what you guys are eating, like Carolina Reaper level,
but
enough to fuck me up. And then I remember I was at an Indian restaurant with you, and I went into, I was eating spicy food at the Indian restaurant with you, and then I had to go into the bathroom to shit, and it was just hardcore ringburn. And I'm like, oh no, I've just eaten a bunch of spicy food on top of this.
Yeah.
So I was already paying for
it. It's coming.
And then I'm just like, this is going to be bad. And man, I was fucked up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like a once.
So I used to be in the Air Force. And while I was in Wagga doing my training, there was my old jiu-jitsu coach opened up a hot dog stand. And it was called Hot Diggity Dog. And so he had a waiver as well for his hot dog. And I had the second highest like spice one. And I was like, holy fuck. Like I took a sip of water from my friend. Cause I was like, I need a sip of water. And then she had a sip afterwards and she's like, that's burning my lips. Just that.
Yeah.
The final, like the hottest one, my friend did it. And he's like, I fucking nearly crashed on the way home. He's like, he thought he was like, he's like, it fucked him up. He's like, I was like, I shouldn't have driven.
Yeah.
It was like he was drunk almost.
What was that story you were saying about the other guy? Fuck, I got his name here. Hang on a minute. Yeah, all right, Jamie Miller. How he ate the sea urchin fucking genitals or some shit, and then he was hallucinating that he saw like a grey seagull that said he was gonna die. Have you heard any more on that? Have you talked to him about that?
I've heard this story. I won't be able to record it in much detail, but I have it. You'll probably have to interview him at the event. He loves talking about that.
Yeah, that's sick because I've done a lot of drugs, and hallucinating's fun, but not when you think seagull's telling you you're gonna die.
Yeah, this was when he was representing the country overseas.
Yeah,
and I think it was televised as well in some other country or something. Yeah, you'll just have to interview him on the day. That'll give you some filler.
Yeah, sweet.
Be really good.
Yeah,
in the donut time. So he's gonna be there
because he's doing a few challenges.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, so he's retired.
Yeah. Sort of.
I keep saying that. I've gone up against him in a few challenges, even though he's retired.
Yeah, so I heard you beat him at the donut one time.
Yeah, that was good fun. So I started doing all my food, blogging, documenting, all this sort of stuff in 2019. So good couple of years in. But we did a donut challenge in the end of 2019. And on the line was a year's worth of donuts. So whoever won it, whoever could eat the most cinnamon sugar donuts, got a year's worth of donuts. So that's a 6-pack from Dough Heads a week.
Yep.
For 52 weeks. So that was a lot of donuts.
Fuck yeah.
A lot of money's worth of donuts.
Did you eat them all every week?
No. I was just giving them away. Too much. Yeah. I had to.
Especially cinnamon too.
Too much of a good thing.
You'd be choking on it, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Well, basically, I was able to put away 10.5 in 5 minutes.
Yeah. Fuck.
Just one whole donut more than he did.
Yeah.
So that was good, but he got a voucher as well. So that was good.
Nice. Pretty nice. Yeah.
But yeah, it was delicious, and then that started off this whole thing. So that's why.
Oh, that's where you started.
Yeah, that's why I'm part of the show.
Right.
That's why. Yeah.
So was that your first ever eating contest?
My first one that I won. I did a few more earlier that year, but they didn't go so well. I found out about Jamie in March that year, and so I got in contact with him, and I was like, "Oh, we teach me some stuff. Like, how do I do it?" Because a lot of them give the meal for free, so that's a good way to not have to chuck so much money into taking photos of crap.
Yeah. Fuck, I wish I could do that. Imagine touring and just going to places where you like hit up the pub and be like, oh, you got a challenge. And it usually the gist is like, if you finish it, you don't pay for it. Is that?
A lot of places do. There's some places that you just pay for it and do it and you just get a few things.
Yeah.
Like there's some places that give like maybe a couple of beers or something.
Fair enough.
Like you pay $40 and you do the challenge and you get some beers.
Yeah.
There's the Outback off that. There's the Outback Jacks challenge where it's like literally they give you some enormous amount of food, and if you can do it in half an hour or whatever it is, Tanya used to fucking watch that, and she's like, every now and then someone will come in and they'll just fucking demolish the food in like 10 minutes or something crazy. Yeah. And she's just like, she comes home, she's like, yeah, someone did it. Like, Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah. Yeah, we've got the Bavarian at Charlestown.
Oh,
they
yeah.
have, that was the
I
first one
I
did.
I fucking love that place.
That was the one I did, the Schnitzelmeister. 80 bucks if you don't finish it.
Yeah, nice.
It's a kilo stack of schnitzel.
Yep.
Schnitzel Parmigiana. So it's got all that stuff on there, and then you've got four sides. Now, they advertise the stack as being a kilo.
Yeah.
Which, that's pretty achievable.
Yep.
But then the sides, they don't tell you how much they weigh.
Yeah, okay.
And they come out in like these sort of deep dish little things.
They don't look like much, but like it's like when you order Indian food and they bring out like your butter chicken in a little dish like this, and then you actually get into it and you're like, fuck, there's heaps in here.
Some camera trickery. I'd say at least each of them is probably 250 to 300 grams.
Yeah, so you're pushing like another kilo of sides.
Easily. And yeah, the size of the chicken varies from time to time as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, I got down to the last little bit of the last one. Yeah. I couldn't hold it, and I just had to go get it out.
Give me my 80 bucks. Give him your 80 bucks. That'd be heartbreaking.
Yeah, I did that twice. I did it beginning of the year and then a bit later in the year.
Right.
Both times.
Still not, yeah. Shit, man.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm would get like a quarter into that, if that, and be like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm fucked.
It's another travesty that the Germans have done.
Schnitzel.
Schnitzel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're bad
Not
people.
The schnitzel, but that they've just hurt me. I've just PTSD. I need a therapist now. Yes.
I did a kilo steak challenge once, and it wasn't even a challenge. Like, you couldn't win anything from it.
Mm.
It was literally, they just had a kilo
steak. So you ate a steak, is what you're saying?
A kilo of steak, dude, plus chips and salad. And
I did that in Vegas. So fuck it.
Yeah. And I, so I did the kilo steak. I did the chips. Oh, I did the salad. And I think I had like the tiniest little bit of chips, and I got roasted for it the whole night. And this was in my like in between fat stages. Because like yeah. Ethan likes to say, there's like, I'm like trading cards. And like, if you go back in time, it's like the rare Mitch where I'm skinny. It's in between fat Mitches. And yeah, so I did this fucking kilo steak, and I remember like I ordered it medium rare. Now, first things first, if you're going to get a kilo steak, don't order it medium rare.
Oh.
Because it comes out like blue. Like the middle's not cooked because it's a fucking thick piece of steak.
Mm.
And so I got through the steak, I did the salad, and I left like a tiny, tiny bit of chips left. And then the next day, I had a meat hangover. Like, that's the only way I could describe it. It was just...
Absolutely.
Yeah. This weird fucking feeling where I, like, felt crook, and I could just... Every time, like... Yeah. It was bad.
That.
Yeah.
I've had that so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, how do you handle that, like, if you're putting away, like, a kilo of meat? Because when I had that steak in Vegas, like, it started, like, rotting in my guts, and it just made me super sick the next day. I had, like, mad diarrhea.
I was
out of both ends.
Oh,
it was fucked.
What I try to do is I try and put it, you know, sort of towards the middle of the day. I don't, like, I've had times where I've done it later in the night, like sort of 6, 7 o'clock. Yeah, you're going to be still, it's still going to be in your stomach, like barely anything's happened to it by the morning, and you'd just be so dead.
Because, yeah, your metabolism, like, pauses overnight, doesn't it? Like, if you have a huge meal before bed.
Well, what happens is you just, your body's drawing all this water to try and... like a hangover to try and process all the
right.
All the
you're asleep, so you're not drinking any water.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it's just pulling everything from everywhere else, and you just feel absolutely crappy. It's it's terrible. Like you feel greasy and all weird. And
do you have like special drinks as well? Because that was one of the things I noticed with fucking what's his name, Furious Pete or whatever. Had this like crazy red drink. It looked like a cordial or something.
Oh, yeah, they like, let them bring their own type of drinks.
Yeah. So is that common? Like, people will have the like their own special drink to, I don't know, speed up shit?
Yeah, well, it'd usually be for flavor. I think something that you enjoy the taste of. Mm. Because if you're eating a large thing, that flavor is going to get real old real quick.
Yeah, man.
Your body's going to start to be like, I'm done. That's stop like, it. Get it out of me.
Going to that fucking chocolate restaurant. What was it called? It shut down.
Max Brenner.
That's the one.
Yeah.
That's fucked. Like, you're so sick of chocolate by the end of it. You're just like, just give me fucking water. Like, anything that's not chocolate. And all that they sell is chocolate. So you're like, I need a drink for all this chocolate. And all that they have to offer is chocolate. More fucking chocolate. You want a fucking chocolate milkshake, motherfucker? Like, no. No more chocolate.
I'd like some broccoli, please.
Oh, man.
No, it's... so my thing's like a, you know, some sort of soft drink or something sweet for most savory things. But then with sweets like donuts and all that sort of stuff, I'll have a hot coffee. And that can get old real quick, but it does help with the breaking down of the food so I can get it down quicker.
And shitting it out later, I'd imagine, if you dunk it with coffee.
Well, that's right.
That's an express trip for those donuts.
Yeah, well, I'm just like, you know, eating, sip coffee, swallow, sip coffee, swallow. That sort of stuff. But the year before, the Dough Heads Challenge was pretty big. It was the prelim round was about 1.3 kilos. And it was just 16 donuts in like a big donut formation.
Fuck.
With Nutella icing and coffee buttercream, I think it was, and Maltesers and all that sort of stuff. Nobody was able to finish it, so they ended up weighing it out, and whoever had the least left.
So they're just trying to fuck people up at that stage.
Yeah, well, they sort of found out, and after one of the competitors at the final threw up after he ate it.
They
decided, you know what, we're going to make something a little bit smaller, something a little bit more attainable.
Yep.
A little bit less fun. Because you can't see them squirming and sweating and all that sort of stuff.
Are there, like, do professionals usually throw up? Like, more pro guys usually throw up after an event, or?
Yeah. A lot of them do. Some people, like Jamie, He'll keep it in. Like, he's got a very strong stomach.
I think so. They're called lion gut. With the sea urchin, he was like, I haven't thrown up since like 98 or some shit. So
yeah,
there's no way. Yeah. They're like encouraging people to throw up because they're like, this is gonna fuck you up if you hold it all down. And he's like, well, I can't vomit, so guess I'm riding this bitch out.
Yeah,
I feel like there's a market there for people who want to trip balls.
Probably,
absolutely.
Sea urchin dick.
Yeah.
It was like 2.3 kilos too. Like, sea urchins are slinging.
No one's selling it on eBay yet. Like, fucking concentrate. Like, caps of sea urchin dick.
Well, there you go. You know, if
there's a market for that.
Yeah, it's like Nangs. Like, it's not actually illegal yet, so you can just fucking start doing late night sea urchin dick deliveries.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you guys keep bombing, you know, you get into the sea urchins. Maybe
that's it. That'll fund more bombs.
Pretty lucrative.
Yeah,
I'd imagine.
Yeah.
What would be the worst thing for you to have to eat, you reckon? It probably comes down personal preference.
Well, anything over a certain weight, I'm not able to eat at the moment. Like, give me like a year of hard preparation.
Yeah, yeah.
Just stretching that stomach out.
Yeah, because that's a lot of it, because the stomach's a muscle.
Yeah.
And, you know, the more you train it, like, that's why people that eat heaps can continue to eat heaps and eat even more. And the more people eat regularly, the more they're going to be able to eat.
Yeah. I've seen it firsthand. Yeah. Don't worry.
You're looking at me. there's something I noticed recently. So, I was on antidepressants for a while. And antidepressants actually fucking increase your appetite and reduce your ability to feel full.
Mm.
So since I've come off antidepressants recently, I've noticed my ability to eat food has like probably dropped by, I can eat a quarter of what I used to.
Really?
Yeah.
How much?
Yeah, shit. It's insane. Like, yeah, right. I used to be able to put away like a lunchtime Thai. So probably a cup and a half, 2 cups of rice, with like another cup and a half, 2 cups of Thai in like a normal takeaway. But I used to be able to I used to have trouble stopping eating. Like, I was full, but I could still eat.
Yep.
And I just and now I had the Thai yesterday. I ate a quarter of the Thai and I was full. And then I wasn't hungry for dinner. So, like, that, it's a crazy difference.
Did we just find a cure for the obesity epidemic?
Yeah. Well, I might have just found a fucking steroid, or the steroid version for professional eaters.
Oh, as well. Yeah.
If you're on antidepressants, you can fucking eat way more.
That is true.
Yeah. But, like, most professional eaters have trained themselves not to have, like, the gag reflex and the signal that tells them that they're full.
I don't know how people, like, I've seen, there's a few eaters that do this trick where, like, they do the, like, the sausage down the
thing.
I don't know how they could do that.
I feel like you just get fucking stomach aches as well. Like, you would. Like, strange shaped fucking objects in your stomach like that. Strange, depending on how you define strange, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm.
Strange for someone like me.
Depends what you're into.
Because I eat pussy, not dick.
Righto. Humble brag.
Weird flex, but okay.
Yeah, if it was clams, I'd be able to fucking demolish them. Do like 50 clams in a row. Yeah, not even chew.
But no Pluto pups.
No Pluto pups. Anything phallus-shaped, I avoid.
Just out of fear.
Yeah, I might enjoy it.
I'm
like, if I get a hot dog from the store, I'm like, can you please cut it up into tiny little pieces for me?
I might get a hard on eating this, and then I've got a big issue.
Yeah.
I'm so straight, I can't even look at my own dong.
Oh, shit. Well, we found what you won't eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hot dog eating competition, no.
No. For me, it's probably seafood. I'm just not big on the smell of fish, like really fishy flavors. Can't do it. Pussy's fine. Fish, though, no. I don't get that. Pussy smells like fish? No, it doesn't. If your pussy smells like fish, go get your pussy checked.
Yeah.
There's worse things going on.
Yeah.
These are the comments that will be left out of the show tomorrow. I'm getting them out now.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to get all these out. We don't want any kids to become you guys.
Yeah.
I was checking with Nicholas yesterday.
That's the worst thing that could happen.
I was like, can we say shit on stage? He's like, look, I don't care. He's like, look, I'm fucking... He's like, but seriously, for your sake?
Yeah.
There's like, it's mostly children and their parents. So if you're going to upset them, you might have some people.
Let's not upset the apple cart, hey?
Well, I mean, you guys are used to doing your sets in front of kids, I heard.
No. Mitch has walked lots of kids.
I've walked... That sounds
whole
way
families.
Worse. I walk families.
He walks that's kids, better. But not that's to school. Better.
Tried some crowd work on a 12-year-old. Didn't really work.
It's like, so you should fucking hit kids, right? One of his bits that he does about hitting children. And tends to shock the mums in the crowd.
Especially
the,
if I
the
open
dads,
it.
The dads love it.
You got to make eye contact.
Yeah.
With the kids.
With the dads. You're like, you should be able to hit kids. You got to look for the dads.
Yeah.
Because they're like, Unless they're pussies.
Yeah.
Dude, that...
he's saying what I've been thinking all year.
Yeah. The fucking... This Cohyber gig we did. And the Cohyber gig will go down as one of Newcastle's most notorious rooms. Because they never advertised that there was going to be stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
And the Cohyber Sports Club is a family club.
Yeah.
So I've turned up.
Perfect recipe.
And I'm opening the show. No, I think I was going second. Maybe first. Either way, it was really early.
I'm pretty
sure
you opened.
It was probably still daylight. And I've gotten up and I had all new fucking material and it was just super blue as well. And I was like, look, I know exactly how this is going to go, but I'm going to do it anyway. And I'm sorry in advance. And I just went through and I fucking just told the most heinous jokes about like... I can't even remember what the set was, but it was so bad. And I remember at one point, I looked over at the table and one of the little girls had a head on the table, just like down. Like, she was like seven. She was embarrassed for me. And the 12-year-old was just like, what the fuck? And I said something and I was like, wow. It is going to be an awkward car ride home for your mother tonight.
Mistakes were made.
Yeah.
They should have just ran.
They should have.
Yeah.
And
they should have. They'll learn.
Just and as soon as I got off stage.
Nah.
Yeah, as soon as I got off stage, they got up and walked. And I go back to the table of comics and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, why?
Hey, at least they were polite enough to stay.
I know.
That's good.
Yeah. At least they were.
Good on them.
At least they didn't heckle me from behind. You remember the time you got into that argument with the dude?
I did. I got in an argument with a dude behind the stage. Yeah. Because the stage was like these wooden slats. And there was a dude behind there with his missus, and I started yelling at him, saying that he's not going to get any pussy if he's just going to buy her chips for dinner.
And it was so uncalled for. This is the thing, too. And it's like, rule number, like...
Yeah, don't attack the crowd.
Yeah, don't attack the crowd. And especially if they're, like, not a part of the show, either.
Yeah, like, yeah. He was just minding his own business.
Yeah. He's there trying to get some pussy.
And then he told me for the rest of the night how much I sucked and I wasn't funny. And yeah. I'm like, I agree, bro.
As long as you're not kicking Jack on him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And then fucking Bobby got up there as well, defended Your Honor.
He did. He was ready.
Good old Bobby.
He just wanted to fight someone, though.
Yeah, Bobby's a nutcase. Yeah. For someone who's like, I don't know, he's not a Buddhist, but for someone who's like into like meditation and like all that stuff, dude can get pretty violent.
Yeah. We've heard it. We had a night get shut down because of it.
Yeah.
Not because he was violent, but because he was at this like storytelling night at the, where was it? Maybe bleep that.
Oh,
but, but anyway, we're at the telling fucking comedian stories, which are always fucked. And Bobby gets up and tells his story about, like, he was a bouncer, so the fucked up stories. And some chick was harassing him. He took a phone, smashed the fuck out of it. The police were called.
Like, he followed her down the road, yeah, hidden some bushes to assault them.
It was fucking wild. Crazy as shit.
All the while, he's like trying to justify how he can hit a woman.
He did not.
He was like, I wouldn't hit a woman usually, but she hit me first. So, equality.
Yeah. I don't think he actually would. But anyway.
He didn't actually hit her, and what he was saying were jokes. So I want to preface that.
Yes.
For the record.
On the record, Your Honor.
Yeah.
And the owner was not dealing well with that. He triggered the fuck out of her, basically, and got the night. The night was then shut down. No more storytelling.
The marijuana in the front door didn't help either.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Never happened.
Well, I'll just say that any story that has hiding in bushes in it is going to be a good one.
Look, so, this cunt didn't turn his phone off.
Sorry.
Who is it?
It's me, mum. Answer it. Answer it live.
Yeah,
no.
Sorry. My podcast.
Just reply, mate.
Sorry, just let me say sorry.
Take your time. Make sure you have a well thought out response.
Yeah, tell her I said hi.
Yeah. How was your day?
Fuck. I'm so sorry.
Motherfucker.
You will be.
What time are we at? Oh, 38.
Holy
fuck,
shit!
This is going pretty quick.
Flying. So,
let's make it a Joe Rogan. 5 hours.
Yeah. Edit it down. Go away, dog. And we're back.
Yeah.
Fucking computer.
Damn it.
Yep. Sick.
That was fucking
That was fucking heart-wrenching. I was like, because I changed it to like a format that if it crashes, it'll save it all. Which it's a bigger file, but I was like, fuck, if this thing crashes, because our computer is shit ass on this podcast. We got a backup though. I mean, fuck. We're doing our best.
So where was I? I was dissing some burger joints. So.
Saying some of the other burger joints out at Cessnock aren't as good.
Yeah.
At Cessnock or just in general out west?
Yeah, in general out west. Yeah. There's a few more in Newcastle. I mean, I'm not going to mention Milky Lane because it's just hype.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I went there.
I'll be straight up. I've got no fucking foot in this game. Don't like it. It's just greasy, fucking taste. Just like,
I think it's
but it's for fucking people who are getting drunk. So
you're getting drunk there. You are spending hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, that's right.
Bowl.
Exactly.
It's for people that aren't going to be worried about spending a whole bunch on a night out.
Yeah.
And it's all glitzy and very nice looking. And, you know, the bartenders breathe fire and all that sort of crap.
Yeah.
It's
what
it's,
kind of fucking poofter does that?
It's very...
Ethan's got a job at Milky Lane now.
Eating fire.
Yeah.
So it's very... spectacle based and very it's just about the vibe that they have. I mean, the pictures look fantastic.
The whole Instagram would be pretty fucking classy, I would imagine.
I know the guy who does the photos for them.
So
he takes good photos. They're very I'd say they're like the Apple
because burger joints.
Well, because like they look good, they look fantastic. It's a great experience.
Yeah,
like the experience is the big part of it, but it's like the price tag, the all that sort of stuff.
You're paying to be desired. $30 for a burger and chips.
That's right.
Plus $10 a beer. We went there the other week, not the other week, like just before Christmas, when everything was like closing for Christmas. We were back in the work, like back in the office, and I was like, "Fucking $10 a beer."
Yeah,
and they were just like. There's normal beers.
Yeah, $9 Corona.
Yeah.
Get it up, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, fuck absolutely. Me.
My heritage does not agree with that. Milky Lane.
Me either. Yeah.
I'm never a fan of Corona.
My Jewish heritage.
Jewish heritage.
Yeah.
Because I just wanted to fucking go out, grab a couple of beers after work.
Their fucking milkshakes and like all their cocktails and all that stuff actually like fucking pretty good. Probably better than the burgers.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. They're very good looking stuff. Like that's where I went when I, like that's the place I knew I had to go when I was for a photo shoot I did, because the stuff looks fantastic.
Yeah,
it's not like just like a shake in a cup. It's, it's
they do it all up,
done up and looking marvelous. And all that sort of stuff.
Well, it probably it says it looks like the pictures. You know, you go to you go to places and it's like you see the pictures and it's like the fucking fancy burgers.
Yeah.
But the burgers come out actually looking like that. So and that's something to be said for that. Like
presentation.
It's
pretty
it's
key.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm not a fan of the price tag and I'm like, all right, well cool. Like I'd much rather go to somewhere where you get the same level or better food for less of the price tag. But each to their own.
Like you said, it's a spectacle. Like $27 to eat a burger that like tastes like it's from Macca's. Basically, it's got that.
Yeah,
like,
I have a story about that.
Greasy fucking like. Yeah, go on.
So I went to Sydney because I had something right in the city.
Yeah.
And so I caught the train, and right off the train, I was like, "Where's the nearest burgers?" Because, and little did I know, like I found out eventually that the burgers in the city they're very spaced out, and a lot of them are very far away from the. The train lines, like you'll have some good ones at Redfern or all that sort of stuff.
Right.
But I went right off the train and Circular Quay and I went to this place that this celebrity chef, he's the owner of, it's a big chain and it's basically just Macca's but with a different thing. Like I paid like $12 to get a basically exactly the same as, remember when they had the $1 hamburgers at Macca's? Yeah, basically that.
I lived off them for years.
Basically that. So I'm paying $12 for that.
Fucking hell. Just a cheeseburger.
And so I put that out in my review. I was like, basically it's exactly the same. Like I'd save so much money.
Yeah, and if you're blindfolded and do like a double blind test.
Absolutely. Yeah. And what was hilarious is what they did, they saw it, they took the photo. And used it to promote their stuff.
Fucking really?
Yeah. So I'm gonna keep this one nameless because I don't know.
I've got to give it to them though. That's a pretty good fuck you.
That is a like great. Absolutely. But like, they're going out of business, I think. So
okay. Well, you won in the end. Yeah. That's all that matters.
The end. Yeah.
Fuck them.
Their kids are gonna have a shitty Christmas. Good.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's fucked. Yeah. So they should. I mean. But there's heaps of good ones in Sydney, but a lot of very good ones in Newcastle. A lot. And I'd say if you put, there's a whole bunch that you could put in Sydney right now and they do very well.
Yep. My favorite restaurant in Newcastle's got to be Don Pepino's near the Mary Ellen.
Yes. It's
fucking very good Italian food.
I tell you what, lasagna. I love a good lasagna.
Yeah.
And even the vegetarian lasagna or whatever, like with mushrooms and crap, like, I'd have no problem with eating that. It tastes amazing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I'm very staunch meat eater.
Fair enough.
But like,
you gotta be if you're doing competitive eating.
Yeah. Absolutely.
There's no vegan section for that.
Yeah.
As far as I know. Like,
I went to Veggio's in town, in Islington, and yeah, I said, like, I'm very staunch meat eater. Like,
yeah.
I'd have to be very, like, compelled by this to even say I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but
was that like that fake meat sort of stuff there?
I think they had like a fake chicken.
Yeah.
One, but there I had this one, that was, it was called like the Big Jack or something. Right. I don't think it was called that, something Jack, but it was jackfruit, slow cooked in like chipotle sauce and all this sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, sounds, it was like nice. A pulled pork burger.
Yep.
And it tasted phenomenal.
Yeah.
It tasted phenomenal. So like, yeah, the stuff with vegetarian and vegan options, they'd have to, the flavor crafting would have to be off the charts for it to be enjoyable.
Yeah.
At all.
For me, it's like the texture of it. Like,
yes.
I went to someplace in Newtown. I can't remember what it was called. It was like some sort of fish and chip shop sort of name, vegan alternative one. But the fake duck that they had there, just super dry.
Oh,
it's,
yeah,
like, what the fuck is it? Like, duck is not dry.
No.
Why, yeah, am I eating this dry fucking thing that tastes like duck? Like,
yeah.
My brain's just like, nah, this ain't right.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I'd rather have good veggie food that tastes like that,
yep,
than something that's trying to be meat.
Yep.
But that it's not.
Tastes like shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Why ruin a good meal?
Yeah.
Like, that's right. Just fucking,
yeah, there's,
like,
nothing wrong with vegetables.
No.
They taste good if you've... Them,
I,
right,
wouldn't know, but yeah,
yeah, fair enough.
I live off chocolate. Yeah, like, just fucking, just do your own thing. Like,
that's right.
Stop trying to be the thing you hate.
Yeah,
like, you didn't see Nazis trying to be Jews.
Well,
I'm not gonna...
bit of a stretch.
Who knows? Maybe.
Ah, man, it's like, yeah. My I'm real big on pub food. Like, I love a good
hell
pub,
yeah,
food. Like, good pub feed. Fucking,
that's go, a good song.
Yeah,
the, yeah, Chats.
Yeah,
yeah, man.
Yeah,
best, the Chats. Best pub food I've ever had. Farmer's Home in Wagga Wagga.
Yeah.
Like, they had pizzas, they had steaks, and they had these fucking lamb cutlets, man, and. Dude, you just couldn't beat it. Like, it was literally, yeah, every time we went out, I was like, Farmer's Home. They're like, ah, no, I want to go to the Vic. I'm like, nah, cunts, we're going to the Farmer's Home. I will fight you.
Yeah. And I don't know what it is about pub food, but no matter where I go, it's always a pretty good experience. Like, it's just generally, like,
oh,
going...
Oh, it depends on where you,
yeah,
go.
But,
yeah,
like, let me just say, like, the whole experience of being in the pub and, like, just all about that sort of stuff. Like, you get a schnitzel, you can't go wrong, really.
Exactly.
Really, it's, yeah, very hard
if
to go wrong.
Yeah.
It's very hard to go wrong. So there will be places that will do it wrong,
yeah,
and they should be named and shamed about it, of
I
course.
I had a carbonara at the fucking Exchange Hotel. Fuck you. That was shit. You reheated it. I know you did, because I've done it with carbonara I've made myself,
yeah,
and it goes that fucking eggy texture.
Gloppy,
yeah, fucking... I was like, you, oh, motherfuckers, well, stitched me up so bad. They gave me a refund, 100%. Like,
oh, you went full Karen?
No. I just went, fuck this, I'm not eating it. And then, yeah, my partner went up and got a refund.
Yeah, well,
Shaz went full Karen.
Yeah.
I think the owner of that place, and he owns a few other places, is in a bit of fire at the moment.
So, okay. We'll go into that after the podcast.
Naughty, yeah, naughty things.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Like,
according to people posting on Instagram.
The way to fuck up schnitzel, all right, is not hand-crumbed. If they get those,
yeah,
like, pre-packaged or butcher schnitzels. I don't know what it is about butcher schnitzels.
If it tastes wet, if, yeah, the crumbing is wet,
yeah,
and not, like, textured, I don't want it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, because I make a mean schnitzel.
Yeah,
I do.
Boy.
You can always trust a fat man to make a good schnitzel. And I make a good schnitzel.
All right.
I used to think maybe it was because butchers, like, they'll fucking... They'll crumb it and then it'll sit in the fridge,
yeah,
all day, or sit on in the
they
display.
Use extra large breadcrumbs though.
Yeah, they must
Where
do.
Where the fuck they're getting these breadcrumbs from? But they're fucking huge.
Yeah, Yeah, because the crumb is fucking thick.
Yeah.
That's probably it as well.
It must come in bulk, just like bulk crumbs.
Yeah.
It doesn't even look like bread. It looks
broided
like
up crumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, butcher. And then if you get the places with, if it's love heart shaped chicken, that's usually shit schnitzel as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's got to it's gotta be just like a long thing.
Well, yeah. Or, the Vic in Taree used to do a $2 schnitzel.
Fuck, that's pretty good. You can't really complain about that, even if
you can't.
Shit.
And it was $2. Shit. Checkmate. And it was a big fucking schnitzel too. It was one of those big love heart schnitzels. You're like, this is a shit schnitzel, but it's $2.
Yeah.
And you're not there for the schnitzel. You're there to get fucked up and glass someone.
It was like when you're in high school,
especially in Taree, man.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
High school fucking.
That is the tourist attraction. Burger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Taree. Fuck.
Yeah.
But I'd say like the high school canteen burgers. I'd say that they're good because of what they are. I think I just like, they're just like the can't go wrong Old Faithful.
That thing. And you've got no other fucking option. You're locked in.
Well, that's the thing. Like
you better like this because what else you got to get?
And it's $4.20.
Yeah.
$4.20 for a fucking sweet chili chicken burger.
Yeah. And it's massive. It's massive. Yeah. Like the buns they use are like industrial grade friggin'.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Those. And it's why we have a diabetes epidemic.
Yeah. Chicken schnitzel burgers.
Yeah. Yeah, James has got the joke. He used to be skinny until he fucking went to high school, started eating from the canteen.
Oh, have you? High school canteens are crazy.
Nowadays they are. Not back when I was.
I graduated 2 years ago.
Oh, baby.
And my one was hectic. Like, you'd have like all sorts of soft drinks, coffees, that sort of stuff. You'd have like these rolls that are in the, like, you know, the kebab shop bags, that sort of stuff, all these different flavors. You'd have nachos, you'd have chico rolls, sausage rolls, pies, all this sort of stuff, hot dogs.
I feel like you didn't go to a generic public school.
No, it was a public school.
It was?
It was a public
school. Which one was it?
It was Katara.
Oh, yeah? Fuck. They had all that shit?
Yeah, man.
We're down at Whitebridge getting fucked over with our...
Dude, I was at Chatham.
Yeah, Chatham even worse.
Like fucking pizza rounders, man. And now, like, I used...
pizza too, yeah.
Dude, I fucking... Yeah, of course they did. Dude, I used to... They were $1.50, man. And I used to be able to, like... I used to be fucking mad scab. Like, fuck, you got 50 cents for me? And, yeah, I used to always scab $1.50, go get a pizza rounder. They used to be awesome back in the day. The batter, like, the... The bread wasn't as thick, and the filling was awesome. They had lots of cheese. Nowadays, I get pizza round. I'll still eat them because I'm a fucking savage, but they're not as good as they used to be. Bring back the original pizza rounder. More meat, less bun.
Right, mate. Start a hashtag. Give me what you gotta do.
More meat, less bun.
Give me one of them Baker's Delight pizzas.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Love getting them heated up. They had them in our canteen, like those little, just like flatbread
with
cheese and bacon. Used to, fucking heat that up for me.
Yeah.
Cheese.
Chuck that in the pie warmer for 20 minutes.
Thanks, mate. Looking after me.
Yeah.
Good shit.
The fucking fights you used to get into in the canteen line, cunt in line.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah.
Fuck, used to annoy me. Fuck, I used to get mad. Well, we cunt. I didn't cut in front of you. I cut in front of the person in front of you. Whoa. I will fucking stab you.
Oh, yeah. Line culture was big at my school. Like, just cramming in those little confined space that we had to. Mm. And the teacher would come up to the front and let you in.
You need bouncers. You need fucking bouncers. What
was that? Because it's like, if the teacher stopped right on you, you're like, you got a problem? Like, why are you stopping on me?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Teachers are savage at my school.
Fuck, man. I'm getting hungry. All this food talk.
What do you got with you?
It's actually making me... What do you mean, what have I got with me?
What have we got some food? We got some food here?
Probably.
For him. Not for me. I'm not.
We're going to go out. We're going to go get some food from fucking somewhere. Probably Matara.
Yeah.
Pub feed.
Oh, yeah, pub feed.
Come
pub
along
feed.
If you want, if you're keen for a fucking feed.
We're just talking business.
Talking business.
That's it.
That's the way.
I was thinking about this the other day, and I was like... Me and Ethan get along pretty well for people who do fucking everything together. Like, I fucking talk to Ethan probably more than my missus a lot of days.
He puts out for me more too.
Yeah.
Which is
yeah.
fucking
like
amazing.
A, yeah. I was like, fuck, man.
You know the saying, you know, bros before hoes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Do fucking comedy together. Like, we're on Discord every night. I was like, fuck, how haven't we had like a massive, massive falling out yet? We've come real close, but not like...
It's going to be like the Beatles. You realize if you guys fall out, that's one and done.
Yeah, well, there was a...
I've already had my Yoko Ono, though. She's gone.
Yeah.
I've fucked some crazy bitches in my time. Yeah.
I remember them. I remember being there, you fucking ripping bongs in the back fucking garage.
Yeah.
Me and Jolson just smashing cartons, like two cartons in a night. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, this one night. We were fucking...
It was probably
Ethan,
boring.
Yeah, Ethan... I can't imagine... I don't know how you afforded all the weed that you used to smoke as well. I do, actually. You just didn't eat.
Yeah.
Yeah. We fucking... Ethan was just ripping bongs with his ex. And me and Jolson got through a carton before about like 9 o'clock between the two of us. So Jolson went and got another carton. And then we kicked on until 4 o'clock in the morning. And then Tanya had to drive me home. She ended up waking up. She's like, what time is it? I'm like, oh, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, holy fuck. And Ethan's just there, like, still ripping cones.
That's competitive drinking.
Yeah.
There are other categories of Australian subculture.
Oh, absolutely.
You know? We're
a culture
bunch.
That is proper Australian.
Yeah.
Like, Americans have competitive eating.
Yeah.
Pretty much. That's their thing. We have competitive 100%. Drinking. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. The yard glass.
Yeah.
The fucking... That used to be my party trick. It was, I could fucking put away an insane amount of beer. So my first ever trip away with the Air Force, I challenged someone to a drinking competition thinking it was going to be schooners, and they gave me bottles. And I was like, I fucking lost. And I got roasted for like 6.
Of course
six.
You did. Yeah. I've heard you drink.
I know.
You
got to
get that whirlpool.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't. He just sucks.
I just suck
the bottle
it. And then
hard.
I go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I fucking...
It's a phallic thing.
Yeah.
Feel.
So 6 months later, we're back on another trip. And I was like, I want a rematch with this dude. I said, first are down 2 schooners. I said, not just 1, 2 schooners. So I fucking smoked him. And then I grabbed the jug and then I sculled the rest of the jug. And the whole... Everyone just went quiet because they'd all been roasting me for like 6 months straight. Mm. And they were like, holy fuck, dude, that was pretty... That was pretty awesome. And then I fucking... And then I had to... I ended up getting so drunk, I picked a fight with the entire section. The entire section. So
I'll fight everyone.
No, seriously. There was fucking 12 of them and me. And I was like, which one's first? Which one's first? And I eventually, no one did anything. There was no fight. And then I was like, yeah, fuck you, cunts. I'm going.
Yeah.
And then I've turned around. I've walked away. And then their taxi turned up. And I just took their fucking taxi off them. They're like, that's our taxi. I was like, fuck you, cunts. And I jumped in the taxi. And I went back. I remember waking up the next day. And I was like, oh, fuck. I've got to work with these cunts. Although that was a bad idea. And then one of the guys, like, who was part of the group I picked a fight with, was like, saw me the next morning. He was like, Mitchell. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Hey, pussy.
Oh, dude.
Not in the mood to fight that morning?
No.
Rancid hangover?
Yeah. And then I had to work that afternoon. I finished drinking at like 7 o'clock that night, so I was okay the next day. But then I slipped off a fucking ladder at work. Like, I was rushing. I wasn't hungover. Like, I was okay. Sure. I was sober. But I slipped off a ladder. And the last thing the duty sergeant had seen was me skull that fucking jug of beer. So he's like, cunt, you're fucking drunk. You're fucking off the piss for the trip. I'm like, I'm not drunk. I was like, I'm not drunk. And he's like, yeah, you fucking are. I'm like, breath test me right now. I'm like, I'll pass. And he's just like, he knew. He's like, this cunt's so fucking retarded. He's going to ruin his career right in front of him trying to say that he's not drunk. He's like, you're off piss for the rest of the trip.
Yeah.
He's like, get out of my fucking sight. I was like, I fucking slipped off a ladder.
Yeah, I showed him.
Yeah, well, yeah.
What sort of ladder was it? Was it one of those big ones or one of those step ladders, you know? That like...
No, dude. It was a ladder on the side of the Hornet, F-18 Hornet.
Ooh.
And they were fucking thin. So they were like a foot and a half wide. So you had to like crisscross your legs as you went down.
Mm.
And what happened was I was trying to turn the fucking aircraft on and the power was dodgy. So it just kept fucking shutting down. I was like up and down the ladder.
You like
and
that?
It was the fucking like fifth time up and down. And then I slipped. And I slipped just as the bus with everyone on it turned up as well, because they were coming to pick me up and I was trying to get my after flight done. And like, so yeah, a bus full of dudes just saw me hanging upside down from this fucking ladder. And I was just like,
was this when you were fat as well?
I think I was going back up.
Right. On the way up the hill.
On the way up.
Cause fucking, I would feel like the Air Force could afford a wider ladder, but they don't really employ fat guns. So not dude, something that has to be in the budget. Like, how are you going to fucking apply for that?
Don't they have some sort of fitness test or something?
Yeah, they do.
Mitch hated it.
I used to like it. I was like, fuck guns. Who? Like, I was like, fuck, who would fail this? This is so easy. And then I failed it. I was like, this is actually pretty hard. In between cheeseburgers. Very challenging.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. No, there was guys in defense who were like morbidly obese. Like there was this one sergeant, we used to get into our dress uniform and his,
regular Saturday night, like, just get into your dress.
Dress uniform, like he's fucking SD, service dress. And I'm not helping the situation.
Service
dress. The jacket's supposed to come over and overlap.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's double like,
breasted jacket.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. His jacket was, he was so fat and had put on so much weight since he originally got, and they're like an $800 jacket too. And so you once you got fitted, that's it, dude. That's your jacket for the rest of the career. And actually, no, you get another set when you became a sergeant, and this dude was a sergeant. So he was on his second lot.
That's still
poor. And the double breasted jacket was pulled so tight, it was pulling apart, so you could see his shirt underneath it. Oh. And you're like, holy fuck, dude. Like, he got discharged for being a fat fuck.
Yeah.
Just like I did.
You'd think they'd have some sort of decency to, like, not let people in beyond a certain point.
Well, he would have been, like me, he would have been skinny when he joined.
And then just let himself go.
Yeah, because if you're a sergeant especially, they're just fucking sitting at desks. The only thing they do is get up to go and inspect stuff, apart from paperwork, like the only actual physical work they do. So, yeah, it's just one of those fucking things. Mm. You just got to stay on top of it. I mean, you've got free gyms. There's no excuse for it. And I got fat while I was in there. But I also have, in my defense, the food was real good. So
that'll get you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right.
Look, yeah.
Let's fucking wrap this bitch up. I'm starving. Stop talking about food.
Yeah,
fuck.
let's hit the road, Jack.
Yeah. Yep.
Hit the road, Jack.
Thanks all again right. for coming on, Alex.
Hey, all good. And I'm looking forward to seeing you guys in action tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday.
Don't temper those expectations, friend.
Well, I like to be optimistic. You know? I have been let down many times. So.
Yeah, well, we've got big shoes to fill with Loz's performance last year. So I heard she did really well, had a lot of fun. So
fuck,
yeah, she was good fun.
Why couldn't she have bombed? Yeah, set the bar low.
I know.
Oh, well. I think I was there talking for a bit as well last year. That's not good.
It should be a fun time. I'm keen for it.
I'm excited. Yeah. I don't usually put this much fucking research into something unless I'm...
Yeah, I feel like I'm prepared enough that I'm not going to fucking completely arse it up.
Yeah.
Have enough to talk about.
And I'll be able to, like, help you guys out as well. Like, we can back and forward as well.
Yeah, sick.
Up there. I think there's four microphones, so we can...
Awesome. Yeah.
All right. Fun. We'll call it there. Fucking catch yous later.
Awesome. See ya.
Catch ya, mate.